fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I said that's life.
I'm Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51, well, that's life, as we take some time today to reflect on life in central Wisconsin, and specifically in Marathon County, as detailed in the newly released Life Report, commissioned by the United Way. Life stands for Leading Indicators for Excellence, and every 2 years, a new report is released showing how we're doing economically and addressing the issues of poverty, education, childhood development, and health issues like obesity and alcohol and drug abuse. Now, for the next hour, we're going to be looking at the findings and implications of the new Life Report with our guest, Jeff Zrinny. He's the president and CEO of the Wausau Area Chamber of Commerce. Also, Jeff Sargent, who is the executive director of the North Central Community Action Program, and Julie Burmish, coordinator of the Wausau School District pre-kindergarten programs. We're also going to compare the findings in Marathon County to similar life surveys taken in recent years in Wood and Portage counties, and we'll look at a new marketing campaign and slogan for the area. It's called Central Wisconsin Time. If you live in the Wausau area, you may see some of the new signs going up. It's a marketing campaign stressing the positives of our regional economy and our quality of life, even as we deal with plant closings and rising unemployment. So we've got a lot to cover. If you'd like to join the conversation, please give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Jeff Sargent, let's start with you. You've been involved with the Life Report for a while. Tell us how long this has been going on. Who's behind it, and why do you do it every 2 years?
Well, this is the eighth edition of the Life Report. Since 1997, there's been community participation to put this report together. And really, it's sponsored by a variety of community partners. There's numerous sponsors, supporters, and then there's a group of people that get together, this Life Steering Committee, and we just sit down and go through these indicators and take a look at how the report keeps coming together. And I think for myself, this is the fourth report that I've worked on.
So you've been involved in the process for a while. How do you actually gather all the information so that you can identify all these trends?
Well, there's a couple different ways. One is there is a community survey that's done, and for this Life Report, I think we had 854 mailed responses that came back. So we send out about 4,100 surveys were mailed out, randomly selected. We got about 21% back, which is a really good response rate. And so that survey gives us information, and then we couple that with steering committee subgroups that are meeting around different topic areas, and they're doing research, gathering data, meeting, and pulling information together to start to paint a picture of what life looks like in Marathon County.
Well, what are some of the trends? What are some of the things that are different this time than during the other seven reports? And what are some of the recurring, maybe some of the recurring problems, things that show up report after report after report?
Well, I think what's different about this report is we've seen some of the indicators and priorities change. If you go to the last report, domestic violence was an area of concern in the report. This time it's an area that the committee felt could be maybe watched a little bit closely, but it didn't rise to the occasion of a priority. So we've made some progress there. And I think the committee saw a lot of community partners coming together, working in different ways than maybe they had in the past. And that led them to believe, you know what, I think they're making some progress in how they're working together. An area, and I think this is not a surprise to anybody, is the economy. Clearly, economic issues rose to a priority level now just because of what we've seen locally.
And some of those social issues that are recurring problems, alcoholism, obesity, these health-related issues came up again.
And I think one of the changes you saw in this report was that the Marathon County Health Department usually does a health assessment. This life report incorporated the work of the health department in this report, and that's where you'll see some of the priorities emphasizing health, alcohol and drug issues, obesity, real concerns in terms of people's health locally.
Julie Burmish, there was a lot in the report this time around about childhood development issues. Why is that?
Well, early education and early childhood development really sets the stage for the child's future in school, their future as an economic contributor throughout the rest of their lives. So investing in early childhood can really reap the longest term benefits in regard to improving the quality of our community and the quality of our workforce.
Well, how does childhood development tie in with some of these other areas, with the economy, with poverty, with proclivity for alcohol abuse or drug abuse, obesity? You know, we were talking before the show, and I get the feeling that it's pretty important in terms of how it relates to all of these different things.
One of the concerns I have personally is the fact that we're seeing increasing numbers of people in poverty. And we know that children raised in poverty have less advantageous experiences that prepare them for school in the future. As a matter of fact, children in poverty, there's been research done to show that they are exposed to 30 million fewer words than children in high-income families. Those words help their brains to develop so that they can learn more in the future. So increasing poverty also affects the future of children educationally as well as economically in the future.
Well, let's talk about the economy, Jeff Zrinny. We've got a lot of positive things happening in Marathon County, but boy, there have been some, we've taken some real hits lately.
Glenn, I want to just make one comment about your remark about the marketing of Marathon County. We're going through a branding process. And this video is just one part of creating a brand awareness of Marathon County that will be used for promoting the county on the county website. So it's not a short-lived process. When you create a brand, you create a feel for the county, and we want a unique feel. This Wisconsin Central Time is designed to show that this is a great place to live and work. You can go turkey hunting in the morning, go to work in the afternoon, and you can go to a black tie affair in the evening.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jeff, let's save the nitty-gritty of the economy for just a couple of minutes. Since you mentioned the video, I want to play a clip of it so that the folks who are listening have an idea of what we're talking about. This is a short clip from a new promotional video trying to market Marathon County with the slogan, Central Wisconsin Time.
There aren't many places like this anymore. A place with a little bit of everything, where you can take a moment to watch your life grow. And innovation is the cornerstone of who we are. They say to truly experience something special in life, you need to take the time to work, to live, and to learn, to take a breath and take it all in. Lifestyle is about having a point of view, and there's a lot of that here. Welcome to Marathon County. This is Wisconsin Central Time.
Marathon County is a place that my wife and I made our home. I've been involved in many communities. This is still a very, very unique place.
Wisconsin Central Time is a phrase that probably means and should mean something a little different to every person, and to me means that we make the best use of probably our most valuable resource, and that's time.
There's a balance between family life, career life.
We know how to work, but we also know how to have fun. I think it's relaxed. It's our own pace.
It's where the big city meets the Northwoods, and that to me is ideal, especially in Wisconsin.
Jeff Zrinny, it's where the big city meets the Northwoods. That kind of sums it up, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
And what are some of the positives that you're marketing? I mean, we could get a pretty good flavor of it by listening to that clip, but you're really emphasizing quality of life issues, but that's tied to a lot of very tangible things like transportation, education, health care, plus all of the natural resources and recreational opportunities.
I think the real key is the variability within this area. So, as I said earlier, the ability to do multiple things in a given day, where if you lived in a major metropolitan area, you just couldn't do. And we have a diverse recreational environment as well as a work environment.
And you can get practically anywhere you want to go in about 15 minutes or less, which is, if you've ever lived in a big city and tried to deal with the gridlock and the congestion and so on, that's something that's often overlooked, I think, by people who grew up here and haven't experienced what life can be like in other places.
That's true. I've heard people talk about the it's a premium that they would rather live here than in the metropolitan area. They may not have their may impact their career, but their overall lifestyle is so important to them they really enjoy it here.
But yet we have been hit, despite a diverse economy, and it's an economy that was put into place, you know, 100 years ago by the Wausau Group, by these very creative people who diversified the economy when the original pinery and the lumber was by and large cut down and they had to find other ways to make a living. So we've got health care, we've got insurance, we've got the paper mills, but some of that is starting to unravel. We saw the closing of the mill in Brokaw, we had S&E, we had Jern's Healthcare down in Stevens Point. That's really made a hit.
It has. I mean, if you take a look at the two major plant closings, the S&E and the Wausau Papers, that would impact the county. Unemployment rate would drive it up about from 6.5. If you take the people living in the county to about 7.7%. So those people are not unemployed at this point in time, but that's looking at the December numbers and taking those people. So that's a factor, but we do have some other strengths. The service sector is good, the manufacturing, the people in metal fab. We've got about 80 businesses in the area that are looking for workers.
Things, you know, there's a mix of good and bad right now, but that's shocking when you think of the unemployment rate going up by a full percentage point virtually overnight.
Yeah, we're adding almost 800 employees in Marathon County if none of those have other employment.
Jeff Sargent, how is that going to affect North Central CAP and the people that you deal with? You provide some of that basic safety net for a lot of these folks.
Yeah, when we see clients coming in, you know, one of the big things that impacts them the most is not having income. And whether that's in the form of concerns about housing, concerns about food, concerns about being able to pay other bills, such as a utility bill. What people end up doing is they start juggling the limited resources they have to try to make ends meet. And if you don't have enough income, something's going to fall through the cracks. And unfortunately, what people end up doing is they pay certain things in a certain order to try to get them through the longest period of time that they can. And eventually something happens where they're not able to do it.
It catches up with you after a while. I want to go to the phones right now. We have a call from David in Ironwood, listening to a program about Central Wisconsin. David, you're on Route 51.
Yes, I would recommend trying to get local resources and keeping local businesses. It seems like there's a move that more and more businesses and stuff are owned by 1%, and, you know, it's sort of like, oh, they might like Marathon County today. Oh, let's go to this county. And they close up plants and move it around. And, you know, who knows how they make up their minds. Where people who live in the area, you know, they grew up there. They know the values and stuff. And I think it's just better to try to keep things local and foster local businesses and everything.
All right, David, thanks so much for the phone call. We appreciate it. Jeff Zrinny, the idea of buying locally, supporting those small, locally owned stores, when you spend your dollars there, they stay in the community.
We definitely talk about buying local and support local businesses on a routine basis at the Chamber. The comment about the out-of-area acquisitions, obviously, we don't like to see that, to lose control locally, and that generally happens at the larger business level. The Marathon Electric acquisition by Regal Beloit a few years ago, Liberty Mutual and Wausau Insurance. But in the sweet spot, mid-sized businesses, many of those are retained and owned in the area. And the key, and his comment was correct, I mean, we need to retain those businesses, help nurture those businesses so they can create more jobs.
That's Jeff Srinny. He's the CEO and president of the Wausau Area Regional Chamber. We also have with us Jeff Sargent, executive director of the North Central Community Action Program, Julie Burmish, coordinator of the Wausau School District Pre-Kindergarten Program, talking about the LIFE Report, the challenges and opportunities facing central Wisconsin. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-800-780-9742. I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Support for WPR comes from Rely Local Wausau, working to build the local economy and strengthen the community by making local business everybody's business. Learn more about locally owned and operated businesses at relylocal.com.
Jeff Srinny of the Wausau Area Chamber, Jeff Sargent of North Central Community Action Program, and Julie Burmish, who is a real strong advocate for child development programs, all joining us today for a look at the positives and negatives, the challenges and opportunities facing Marathon County and Central Wisconsin as we look at the LIFE Report, which has just recently been released. Now, one of the things that one of these recurring health and social issues that again raised alarm bells in this year's LIFE Report was the problem of alcohol abuse. Here's Shannon Young. She's an alcohol and drug abuse specialist with the Wausau School District, speaking 3 weeks ago at the community news conference about the findings in the LIFE Report.
It's evident why this continues to be on our priority list, why it continues to rise to the top. And really, all we have to do is look around. When we look around, we know that in 2010 there were 760 driving while intoxicated arrests or driving while impaired arrests in Marathon County. 760. Alcohol was involved in 150 traffic crashes. It was 37% of the total crash fatalities. Alcohol use was involved in 37%. The multiple OWIs that we have, you know, individuals getting repeated arrests for the same issue. At some point, we have to address why they're in that position in the first place. We have a much higher prevalence of binge drinking. It's outlined in the LIFE Report again. Continually, Wisconsin rises to the top in binge drinking and just in alcohol use, just in general. Wisconsin adults continue to have the highest rates of alcohol consumption, binge drinking, and heavy drinking among all U.S. states and territories. This is not an area where we want to be number one. It has a tremendous impact on the health of our community, the dollars that are lost in our community, the lives that are lost in our community.
It's Shannon Young, who works with the kids in the Wausau School District on drug and alcohol issues. Julie Burmish, this is not an area that we want to be number one.
That's absolutely true. Children raised in homes with large amounts of alcohol consumed end up having risk factors. They live in fear, so their brains can be affected with fewer brain connections. They develop social problems. They are less academically successful when they get into school. Alcoholism is a real problem for young children growing up.
And it can be passed on from generation to generation because you watch how your parents behave and you tend to do the same thing.
Absolutely. We have a strong drinking culture in this part of the state, and that is passed on from generation to generation, and it's time that we start changing that culture.
And just the LIFE Steering Committee, that's why I think when they were looking at different priorities, really wanted to focus in on that area because it has such a pervasive impact on so many different aspects of our life, and because it is so entrenched in our culture, the committee really felt like we have to make this one of the forefront priority areas because it has such a devastating impact on families, on communities, on businesses. I mean, the economic impact on alcohol and drug use, there's strong ties there, too. So the committee really wanted to focus on that area.
Now, Jeff, talk about how it affects the economy.
Yeah, I was just going to say the loss of a job when people are unemployed, then again they fall back to those kind of habits, and it's just kind of in a downward spiral.
And if you know, if you come from that kind of a background, chances are you don't develop a lot of the behaviors that employers are looking for when they hire people. So, you know, you go to apply for a job, and chances are you don't have the skills that you need.
That's true. There's, you know, I'd love to be able to fix this with just a single fix, but there's so many moving parts in this unemployment in this marketplace, and you know, workers' skill levels. We have people that need to get the proper skill levels for the manufacturing jobs. We've got some people that need some soft skills. Interviewing skills are inappropriate or weak, and that impacts their ability to get a job. There's just so many factors because we do have a segment in the marketplace that is looking for employers. Our manufacturing, our metal fabricating manufacturers are looking, service sector, call center jobs.
But alcoholism specifically it has got to really impact the local economy in terms of lost productivity and in terms of you know, making it hard for places where that's a problem to be competitive.
And there are some employers do pre-employment drug tests, and so that impacts you know, some people won't take a drug test.
Well, I guess the question is, and we don't have time to answer it right now because we're about to go into a news break, but how do you change a culture? How do you change something that's been, you know, the dominant culture in this area for, over 100 years? We're talking about the Life Report with Jeff Srinny, Jeff Sargent, and Julie Burmish. We'd like to take your phone calls as we go into the next segment after this news break. 1-800-780-9742. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Support for WPR comes from UMR, a United Healthcare company providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More at umr.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. We are back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio talking about LIFE, specifically, well, it's an acronym. Leading Indicators for Excellence. It's a biannual report that comes out in Marathon County. And as you will find this half hour, it's also something that's a process that's being used in Portage and Wood counties as well. Looking at all of the things in the community, the positives, the negatives, the opportunities, the challenges, the good things happening in the economy, the problems with unemployment, poverty, some of the successes as far as social issues, as far as health-related things, and some of the recurring problems. We were just talking about the problem of alcohol abuse, which is something that shows up just about every year. And there are, however, some positive things as well that we'd like to talk about at least briefly with our guests, Jeff Srinny of the Wausau Area Chamber of Commerce, Jeff Sargent of North Central Community Action Program, and Julie Burmish of the Wausau School District. Jeff Sargent, you've been doing this report for a while, and you've seen some things improve through the years.
Yeah, one of the purposes of the LIFE report is to be an effective tool of raising awareness in our community on the quality of life, and also bringing up and identifying issues, but also monitoring trends and underlying causes of those issues. And this report has emphasized positive aspects in our community, and it's used as a tool to try to have people from outside the area see what a great place it is to live.
What are some of the things that we've made real progress in during the this is the eighth report or the
we've been doing this for 16
years now. So over the course of 16 years, what are some of the notable things that have actually gotten better in central Wisconsin?
One area that really has stood out that I've seen is the acceptance of diversity. When you look back at some of the previous reports and you go back to the early reports, and just sort of putting your finger on the pulse of the community and the region, there's much more of acceptance of diversity now. And one of the questions in the Life Survey asks participants and that fill this out, you know, how do you feel about diversity in the community? And we've seen those numbers really increase over the years.
And I've noticed personally, I moved into the area 20 years ago, and the amount of bigotry and racism directed at our Hmong population has, it's gone from being a pretty significant problem to being just about non-existent, at least, in terms of what I see.
Yeah, and Julie can maybe comment on this. I mean, the Wausau School District alone, I think, has 60 some, maybe even more languages that children in the school district speak. So we have a diverse population here, and we're seeing people being really accepting of that.
Mm-hmm. We have several different languages throughout all of the different schools, and children are really accepted for who they are. Diversity is embraced in the school districts. Now, kids get along with everyone. There are a lot of initiatives to support that. I think that the community has come a very long way in supporting diversity.
And some improvements also in some health areas. Tobacco use, we have the initiative, which called for smoke-free environments. So that's got to have some kind of an effect on the use of tobacco.
We've seen a tremendous decrease in the use of tobacco. Part of it is public policy as far as reducing the number of places where people can smoke. And that on a long-term basis will improve health for not only adults but also children.
And Jeff Cerny, something that is mentioned in the Life Report highlights public safety. This is really a safe place to live.
Very much so. It's a great place to live. And again, when you're looking at recruiting new employers to the area, that's one of the things they want to know about, is how safe is it.
So parts of this Life Report are actually used in order to help promote Marathon County and get businesses and people to relocate here.
And people are impressed that we go through this process and not only highlight our strengths but reveal our weaknesses, and are willing and collaboratively working on those. And it shows the strength of the community that people come together to solve problems in this area.
We're going to compare the findings of the Life Report in Marathon County now with the findings a few years ago of a Life Report that was issued for another central Wisconsin region, Wood County. Here's a short interview we did with Peter Manley. He's the Wood County UW Extension Resource Agent who worked on their Life Report, which came out 5 years ago in 2007.
Wood County did life reports in 2003 and 2006.
And what were the health conditions? Were there any recommendations in terms of things that needed to be improved or focused on?
Very strong childhood immunizations. They were all over 90%. So compared to many locations, Wood County does a very good job. Tobacco use was decreasing. Alcohol abuse was a concern that did show up as far as the number of people that were using alcohol in the community. And Wood County was a little bit larger than Wisconsin as far as alcohol use for adults.
The Marathon County report showed a vibrant, mixed economy, but also one that had been wrecked pretty hard in just the recent year or so with some pretty significant plant closings. How would you compare that with Wood County?
Since the 2006 Life Report, Wood County probably preceded Marathon County in having some large layoffs in some of the paper mill closings, which impacted a large number of workers, and they were pretty well-paid jobs.
And has this caused a problem with poverty and unemployment? And if so, what is the community doing to address that?
There's a number of impacts from that. One is a large percentage of the workers do stay in the area and usually end up with lower paying jobs, but are looking for, you know, increased skills and increased work. Some of the responses to the mill closings have been assistance in job searches and people going back to school to gain new skills for jobs that they're interested in. And then we have some people that start businesses on their own, and some of the workers that are closer to retirement age end up retiring a little bit sooner than they had expected.
These job losses, is that putting a strain on local safety net providers?
In general, especially in the last 2 years, the amount of requests at the local food pantries, just from the reports that people have worked there, has stayed high and steady for quite a long period of time. So people have responded very well, but there is just some increasing demand for some of those services as far as food pantries, energy assistance, those kinds of things.
And what is the community doing to address the problem that was identified with alcohol abuse?
There's a number of cooperative efforts, coalitions, where people have gathered together to address this issue and done some educational efforts targeted at youth to encourage them and kind of stress point out the fact that it's okay not to utilize alcohol. And there's also educational efforts going on targeting parents to persuade them that it's not okay to host parties that involve alcohol for underage people. So kind of a number of different ways to approach that.
Peter, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your time. That's Wood County UW Extension Agent Peter Manley talking about the life report that came out in 2006 for Wood County, and they are going to be working on another one. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-800-780-9742, what do you think the pluses are, the good things are about your community, and what do you think some of the minuses and negative things are? What do you think are some of the things that that we really need to work on? 1-800-780-9742 if you'd like to join the conversation. Jeff's running some of the same problems: plant closings, the loss of good paying manufacturing jobs.
That has been an issue. It's one that we're working on. We'd love to see, we've got a couple plants that are empty now. We'd like to see new businesses come in. We're actively marketing the property out near the airport where was the SNE, the Shield building. Trying to get a new employer to come in and take that space.
And Jeff, the things that he talked about too, the need for retraining, the need for retooling some of these workers who have lost their jobs, and the fact that they're not moving out of the area. They're staying put. This is their home. This is where their families are. And yet, they don't have that good paying job anymore.
That is an issue, and in those large plant closings, workforce development are doing one-on-one interviews with those individuals, helping them make a determination of what they would like to do, and there are dollars available for retraining. The Technical College, North Central Technical College, is working. They've got some of their programs, welding that runs around the clock. They're using their facilities to help, and the welding is one area we have a shortage.
Yeah, just if I could add, one of the things that's happening in technical colleges in collaboration with business partners is they're emphasizing something they're calling stackable skills, where one of the issues that is a problem right now for people is if you don't have the income, you don't have a job, go back to school, right? Well, not everybody can afford to go back to school for 2-3 years. So what they're doing is that they're trying to emphasize short-term training programs that get somebody a training certificate that makes them more employable, that then they can stack upon one upon the other to build an experience base that local businesses are really looking for that maybe they haven't had in the past.
I love that word collaborative, because that really is what's going on, and the technical colleges aren't sitting back waiting for people to come to them. They're out working closely with employers on a day-to-day basis.
And we've got an organization or a collaboration dealing with hunger in Marathon County. The name of it escapes me right now. Is it the Marathon County Hunger Coalition?
Yeah.
And there were about 40 different organizations trying to address that, Jeff Sargent?
Yeah, I think it really speaks to the issue of there are not enough resources right now to meet all the needs across the board for everything. So what you have to do is people need to start coming together. And I think the Marathon County Hunger Coalition is a great example of collaboration, partnership, maximizing the resources by pooling them together. And there's 8 local food pantries that are part of are beneficiaries of the food of the Hunger Coalition, and it's allowing them to buy food at reduced prices, and they're sharing those resources with each other, and that's just making less go farther.
These different agencies and food pantries are getting together. They're actually buying some food by the truckload, from what I heard. They're buying chicken, beef, and pork in semi-truck loads, and then passing them out and distributing it, and then they'll go to the farmers markets in town and wait until the day is over, and then pick up the produce that hasn't been sold, since the individual farmers sure don't want to truck it back to their back home. These are all ways that you can address this problem and do it much more cheaply than if they were all doing it individually.
Yeah, back to that previous call that we had about local, really the answers, at least in the short term, are lying in local collaborative and partnership efforts. The solutions are not national, they're not state, they're going to come from local. And I think that's what Jeff's working on. That's what the school district's working on. These are all local efforts that will gain traction by bringing people together and working on it.
Julie Burmish, Peter Manley in Wood County also addressed the problem of alcohol abuse, which, again, is a major factor here in Marathon County. Education efforts, he said, aimed at parents, no underage drinking parties, and then also at teenagers, saying it's okay if you don't drink.
Yeah, one of the things that the school district is trying to do is to get children to understand that it's not the norm that people drink, or that it doesn't have to be the norm. And also with families to realize that if you host a drinking party, you're liable for whatever happens at that party. So we are really working to change the culture.
And he also mentioned a plus in Wood County, the high rate of childhood immunization.
Yes, we also do a very nice job with childhood immunization, which really helps to get kids off to the right start.
Is that an indication, when you have a lot of parents immunizing their children and taking care of those basic medical and health requirements, that maybe the kids are growing up in a better environment than otherwise?
Yes, that's true. I think we have an outstanding healthcare system that is really working with parents to make sure that those basic needs are met. And we also find that agencies are working together not only to meet those physical needs, but also the social emotional needs that children have. We've got 4-year-old kindergarten in almost every community in our county. We are offering social skills training in some agencies from birth, where the child care provider is trained to help the child develop social skills and so that they can become better employees in the future. Those skills are developed in the preschool years.
Julie Burmish of the Wausau School District, Jeff Sargent of North Central Community Action Program, and Jeff Zrinny of the Wausau Area Chamber. I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Support for WPR comes from Northwind Renewable Energy in Stevens Point, partnering with agricultural and commercial industries to invest in Central Wisconsin's renewable energy future. More about the benefits of solar for business at northwindre.com.
I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio with Jeff Zrinny of the Wausau Area Chamber of Commerce, and also Jeff Sargent of North Central Community Action Program, and Julie Burmish of the Wausau School District, talking about the LIFE Report, Leading Indicators for Excellence. It's a report that has just come out in its 8th incarnation in Marathon County, talking about the pluses and minuses of life in central Wisconsin. As we heard, there have been reports issued in Wood County, and now a report being issued in Portage County. Mary Radke is the person who managed the LIFE report this time around for Marathon County. She has also been given that job in Portage County. We had a chance to talk to Mary earlier today about the process that's underway there and how Portage County faces some of the issues that Marathon County citizens face.
Well, the last time Portage County did a life report or community assessment was in 2007. They talked about doing it sooner than this, but the census was going on, so they waited a little bit longer and decided to do it now. It's probably a team of 50 people that are working on this project.
And how do you get the information from the community that's going to go into the report? How do you do the research?
Well, first of all, we do a community survey. About 4,000 residents in Portage County received the survey. We've actually gotten a very good response so far, so we're really pleased. We have over 400 surveys back already, and they just went out last week. So we take that information from the survey, but then we also look at all the indicators and take a lot of, and go to data sources. So we compare your community and then the state and the nation. So how do you compare in Portage County, Marathon County, whichever county you're working with the state and then the nation?
Is this going to be similar to the Marathon County Life Report in which you're judging things like the state of the economy, unemployment, the effects of poverty, health-related issues like obesity, alcoholism, child development? Are we going to see similarities in that respect?
Yes, they're all very similar because they're basically it's what makes up a community. It's all the things that make up a community.
Do we have any preliminary findings yet, or are we still compiling the information?
We're still very much compiling.
With the last life report that came out, were there similarities to what we see in Marathon County and some differences?
There were similarities. I think what came out in Marathon County that didn't necessarily come up in prior life reports was the state of the economy. You know, that was the thing that really bubbled to the top. And so more than likely that will happen in Portage County, too.
In Portage County mm-hmm. as well. A few years ago, when it was 2007, you
yes.
said that the last
mm-hmm.
one came out, were there similar concerns about alcohol abuse and
yes.
obesity?
Mm-hmm.
So there are some trends that are similar between Portage County
right.
and Marathon County.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mary, anything you'd like to add in terms of anything that people living in Portage County can do to help the process along and help you complete the survey?
Fill out the survey and send it in because we really want to hear from the community. That's really important. And then once the life report is released, I think it's really important for people to get involved. Look at what are the issues that bubble to the top in your community that are really priorities, and how can you get involved to help make a difference in your community? There's a lot of ways people can do that, and that's the whole idea of the life report is, you know, collective impact. So you look at businesses and residents and organizations, and how do we together make a difference in our community?
It comes down to those action items. How do we work together to make a difference in our community? Julie Burmish, how do we do that in Marathon County?
We work together collaboratively through multiple groups that get together. The Life Report group is one great way for people to find out what the concerns are throughout multiple domains in the community. There are also other agencies we've got the Birth to Six Interagency Council, where the community actually gets together to talk about early childhood issues and to work to improve the quality of life for young children. We have several other groups that get together. There's an AODA group.
So these are, Jeff Sargent, these are action items that people are actively moving forward. I mean, that's the whole purpose of doing this report.
Yeah, and I think what the report shows is that, in their research, that a lot of these initiatives are already underway, that groups in the community aren't waiting necessarily to see a report to decide we need to have an impact here. But what the report does is it confirms and reassures them that they're addressing the issues that are rising to the top from the work that's being done here.
And Jeff Cerini, despite the hit we took in the last couple of months, are you optimistic about Central Wisconsin?
Cautiously optimistic. We certainly have some things to do, but I am optimistic.
All right. We are out of time, and we want to thank today's guests, Jeff Srinny, President and CEO of the Wausau Area Chamber of Commerce, also Jeff Sargent, Executive Director of the North Central Community Action Program, and Julie Burmish, Coordinator of the Wausau School District Pre-Kindergarten Programs. Thanks also to Peter Manley, the Wood County UW Extension Resource Agent, and Mary Radke, Manager of the Life Report in Portage County, for their contributions to this program. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producers, Jane Ritker and Crystal Bennis. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Special music today by Frank Sinatra. Next week on Route 51, we talk to the folks involved with the Central Rivers Farm Shed, an organization working to make the Stevens Point area and central Wisconsin a local food community. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. Until next week, we're heading out of town.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it.